It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and let's get into the garbage.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Cops were called to the home of Jenny J-Wow Farley and Roger Matthews in New Jersey last week following a nasty fight that forced the Jersey Shore star to file a restraining order against her estranged husband. And now the 911 call has been kind of talked about in the news. In the call, the 911 operator explains that the incident to the incident to the local police department, and she was like, oh my gosh, him and his wife are getting divorced. They're in the middle of getting divorced. She's making up all kinds of stuff. She's threatening to throw him out and call the cops. And then you can hear kids in the background screaming, saying mommy can't control her emotions and all this
that,
stuff.
This is so terrible for kids to have to witness that kind of stuff. I hate hearing that.
Yeah, not good for them. Offset ticked off a lot of artists this week after saying Migos was the biggest group in the world to ever exist, which triggered Lazy Bone to fire back and say that Outkast, NWA, and the Beastie Boys can arguably lay claim to the title, and that Bone Thugs and Harmony is right up there with them. He thinks that Offset and the rest of Migos is talented, but anointing themselves the biggest group ever ignores the path paved by the OGs. Lazy Bone says Offset and the Migos need to learn the word homage.
Pay homage. I agree. Are you a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan? I am. I love them growing up.
I like this song.
I love Crossroads. Oh my gosh. I'll see you at the crossroads. Or wake up.
Oh yeah, that's
it's
a good
the
one.
First of the month.
Rosie O'Donnell is a grandmother. Rosie's 21-year-old daughter, Chelsea, welcomed a baby girl named Skylar Rose with her boyfriend. The former View co-host shared the good news on Twitter yesterday, posting a photo of the new parents and the baby and another of her holding the granddaughter. This news comes just months after Rosie and Chelsea reconnected following a very public feud, which involved an infamous missing persons report.
Yeah, that was insane. I'm glad they actually worked things out.
And Tom Holland, who's known for playing Spider-Man, says that he requested that they add something special to his Spider-Man suit in the movie.
We just made it much more comfortable. I didn't have a zip so I could go to the bathroom, which I did request. I lost that battle. It was amazing to wear, and those suits are so realistic, it's almost disappointing that they don't work. You almost feel so much like Spider-Man that you could jump off a building.
Coming up in less than an hour, an update on the Super Bowl halftime show drama.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what would you do if your significant other's family did something rude to your own parents? Lizzie has a Christmas situation and needs your help next for Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.